Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, coming up next on the programme, this question: should we stop the sale of peat compost in Irish garden centres? Well, yes, says the Irish Peatland Conservation Council, and ideally as soon as next year. They say we shouldn't be digging up our precious bogs so that people can use that peat in their private gardens, particularly when there are alternatives available. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined by Nuala Madigan, who's CEO of the Irish Peatland Conservation Council, and Anna Kavanagh, who's an independent horticultural consultant, and you're both welcome. Thank you for being here. So Nuala, you think we need to stop, as I say, the sale of this peat-based compost in our garden centres as early as next year. Why is it so urgent?
Well, peatlands are a national treasure. They are really important. They offer us many services, from climate mitigation, from biodiversity, recreation, and they do have their importance as well within our economy. However, the mining of peat is a non-renewable resource, so we know that it's potentially going to run out. There's a lot of jobs within this sector, but also we know that at the moment there are peat-free alternatives. In 2021, the Irish Peatland Conservation Council were set up on the Peat Use and Horticulture Working Group. And I think Anna was represented on that as well. And from the recommendations from that, at the end of quarter four of 2024, the recommendations from the chairperson was to eliminate peat from the retail market. We see in the UK government announced in 2022 that there would be a ban on sale of bagged peat moss compost for the private gardener by the end of 2024. So it's the end of quarter one of 2024 now, and we're just looking ahead as to really getting this moving. It was a recommendation of the working group. We have alternatives in place if you go to retailers
today. So you're saying that gardeners shouldn't need to use peat soil?
Well, in the private sector, yes, because we're growing ornamental flowers. We're growing, you know, our small, little allotment gardens and that. So there is really no need, because the alternative is available. And if you go to most retailers today, we can see the bagged peat moss compost that's having a very negative impact on our climate and our environment. Or we can see the peat-free alternatives, which I encourage everyone to choose this year.
OK, Anna, can you talk to us about that, about the alternatives? Are they readily available, and are people interested in using them?
Going back to that, as Nuala said, I was on the peat working group, which was set up by Malcolm Noonan under the chairmanship of Dr. Muna Prasad, who's a renowned expert in growing media. And we had representatives from, you know, NGOs and industry representatives at that. And we also had speakers from across the board, from Growing Media Europe, UK, and universities and growers and everything else in to speak to us at that. And it was generally agreed there to phase out peat by 2030 or 2035.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, a long way out, in other words. It's the timing of this that you have an issue with, is it?
Yes. But just to let me follow on from that, and the industry, the growing media manufacturers, growers and garden centres are very aware of responsible sourcing of products and want to be as sustainable as practically possible, and have worked very hard to find peat alternative products that will work for their individual businesses and everything. But we do need kind of a just transition to give them time to do that. And to put things in perspective, Claire, you know,
But Nuala, I just want to come to the core issue here, because Nuala says if you go into a garden centre, there are alternatives there at the moment. You don't need to be using peat in private gardens. Is she right or wrong?
The amount of peat that's used in garden centres now is very little anyway. I mean, you know, when I was asked to come on this programme, I spoke to some people, and the majority of growing media products available in garden centres currently are either peat reduced, which is up to 80% peat reduced, or peat free.
Mm-hmm. So then what's the problem with getting rid of it next year?
Driven. Well, I mean, I wouldn't have said by next year, because, I mean, you know, growing media manufacturers are doing a good job, really, with a lot of research and development at considerable cost to themselves. They've spent tens of millions of euros working on this. And, I mean, there are certain situations that you can't really use non-peat products readily, like ericaceous species, like propagation, like you know, some specific crops. We haven't got there yet, but okay, a lot of work has been done.
So,
I would have said, you know, when you consider the amount of peat that's used in horticulture now towards the amount of peat that was used, say, in Ireland, you know, going back to 2019, you know, the amount that we have achieved by not using it in energy and fuel, like we're talking about a minuscule amount, less than 1% of the amount of peat that we use.
But you're still saying it's essential to use it in some cases.
In some cases. Now, I can go on to the peat alternatives if you like.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I just want to come back to Nuala on that point. Do you accept that it's essential to use peat for some plants and in propagation, for example?
Well, I would say that there is a just transition. I agree with Anna on that. There is a just transition needed for the horticultural industry. And within the chairman's report from the peat use and horticulture working group, they did say to work towards 2030 if they could eliminate peat from the industry. So there's no question there. It is going to take a transition. But what we don't accept is that for the private gardener who are going in to buy bulbs of daffodils or snowdrops or crocuses, or are just growing their potatoes in their grow bags, they don't need peat from a private individual like in my back garden at home. They don't need peat. And one of the recommendations from, or the list of actions within the peat use and horticulture report was from the chairman, was by end of quarter four 2024, we'd be eliminating peat from the private sector. So I understand the larger industry, it does need a just transition, and that's process. We know that after the working group, there was 1.69 million made available to the horticulture industry through Chagask to actually look at these alternatives. And we appreciate that there is going to be that transition.
And you're okay with that?
Well,
but it's the private gardener you have the issue with.
It's at the moment, because this is the first step.
Yeah.
I think when we're transitioning from peat within the industry, the first step was always the private gardener. And in the working at the chairman's reports, which many groups said on the horticultural industry and ENGOs, we said by end of quarter four 2024 we would be eliminating peat from the private gardener. So this is individuals who are going into the garden centre at the moment who can buy peat moss compost or a peat free alternative. We have peat free alternatives available there, so we should be only supplying peat free alternatives to the private garden, the individual, and that's the first real goal to set.
So Anna, what's the problem with that from your perspective, that, you know, it would be banned from sale for private gardeners?
I'd just like to pick up on one point there. I mean, Nuala said, you know, in terms of growing our bulbs and potatoes and everything, we shouldn't be using, you know, peat. I mean, most people wouldn't do that anyway. I mean, if they go into the garden centre and buy bulbs and potatoes, they're going to be putting them into the soil, in my view. But, you know, I mean, really, the amount of peat reduction in garden centres is incredible. I don't think you will go into a garden centre now and be able to buy a bag of peat in definitely in the larger ones. Mm-hmm. And as I said earlier, I mean, in terms of the peat-reduced products, they're up to 80% peat reduced.
And that's what I'm confused about, though, Anna. That's what I'm confused about. So why not support this ban if most garden centres aren't selling it and if there are alternatives available? Do you see what I mean?
But what I'm saying is that, you know, the market is progressing naturally that way anyway, and it's market driven, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, we still have to be careful what we put into a bag for the ordinary public. It's not fair just that an amateur grower, you know, doesn't have a product that is safe and fit for purpose. They need to have a product that will work for them. Mm-hmm. And it will take a bit of time. I mean, it takes trials, etc., and effort. And I know Nuala mentioned the project going on by Chagas there. Again, that was funded to the tune of 1.79 million.
Yeah, she mentioned that.
It's a five-year product. But I mean, again, it's to look at all the products available and to make sure that products are fit for purpose.
Yeah,
Nuala, but I mean, it does take time.
Okay, so Nuala, you're not happy with letting the market work this out, because Anna says it's already changing.
It is changing. We can see that because we have peat-free alternatives within our garden centres. But again, is it changing quick enough? Peatlands are this amazing carbon store. They're fantastic for water regulation. They're fantastic for biodiversity. And should we just kind of allow it? When we set targets, or we listed actions within the working group over 2 years ago, that was very representative of everybody within this area. So when we look at it, we have peat-free alternatives. I understand what Anna is saying in that they need to be fit for purpose. 100% they do. But because we have alternatives on the market, you can go to retailers, garden centres, you can even go to some grocery shops and you can buy a peat-free product. They're there on the shelves. So why can't we just take the peat mask moss compost out of our garden centres for the private individual? Remember, the UK and England, from the end of this year, will be banned. They won't be able for the private and allotment holders. From Ireland, as we've mentioned, the working group, one of the list of actions, number 15, was by quarter four 2024, we would be removing peat or eliminating peat from the private sector. There are products there available and we need to move with this. It's 2 years on and we just can't wait until things naturally progress, because that can take.
But that's government responsibility, surely, isn't it, to put a deadline in place?
Yes, it is. And that's why we didn't, as the Irish Peatland Conservation Council, support the working group's final report and the government response to that report, because simply they didn't put deadlines. And when we don't have targets in place, remember, the working report was just recommendations from the chairperson, but it was the government failed. And it was a multi-agency. It was the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Local Housing and Environment and government. It was a multi-agency that failed to actually put these targets in place. And we do need to have them. It was recommended by the group that by end of 2024, by quarter four, we were going to remove peat moss compost from the private gardener. And we need to see action on that.
But Anna, you're saying that the sector isn't ready for that to come in at the end of this year.
But Claire, what I would say is, I don't know if people are hearing me or not, I mean, we are so far along this route, you know, like the amount of peat that's being used in garden centres now is fractional. And could I actually add that, you know, peat isn't banned in the UK and we are eliminating it here. And also at the working group, I thought it would be a great idea that we had everyone around the table who had a vested interest in peat and peat alternatives to discuss the way forward, so we could end up with a solution that was environmentally sound and we wouldn't end up in a similar situation further down the road. But unfortunately, the sentiment of some NGOs was that you can't use peat and it's up to the industry to sort it. Now, the industry, the growing media manufacturers, the garden centres, were very aware of social responsibility, responsible sourcing of products, and we want to be as sustainable as possible. And we have worked very hard to find the peat alternatives, and we're doing that, and it's all happening. And I don't think you need to ban it at this stage. We just need peat, as I said, in the short and medium term to ensure a just transition. That's all people are asking for.
All right.
And I think if you look at the facts, if you look at the percentages, you know, it's happening, and it should be encouraged, and the industry should be credited with what they've done.
Okay.
You know,
we'll leave it there for now. That's Anna Kavanagh, who's an independent horticultural consultant, and Nuala Madigan, who's CEO of the Irish Peatland Conservation Council. David Coleman will be with us next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.